Beckham.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I'm going to be quick again tonight because I am. There's one more night of activities here, and I'm trying to be a part, be helpful. But something happened last night. There is a lady who I think she's fairly young, but looks fairly old in a respect. You know, her hair looks young, but just her disposition and whatnot. She has mental issues and physical issues. She's been staying in this building sometimes all day, mostly asleep. So there are problems. This morning, one of the volunteers that spent the night here took her to a hospital today, and she was gone all day and just came back a little while ago. But apparently the news is she has maybe 20% of her heart capacity working right now. So she has a real problem. The mental issues and whatnot, which makes her unattractive. Chris Petrullo has somehow exceptionally befriended her. Will frequently come take her to breakfast and things of that nature. But Chris Petrullo is currently suffering with apparently a board fell on his foot and broke the skin and in the process infected him. And he has been on antibiotics for several days and having trouble walking. And apparently the photos of his foot look disgusting. So that's a problem. And so in a lot of respects, I'm filling in to a degree to help out because he can't be here. So I'm trying to do some things in his stead. But this lady, she was gone yesterday during the daytime and was planning to come back in the evening. And somebody told me at the door that she was down the street and needed help. She was having trouble. So I had to go get, because I wasn't prepared to go outside at that point. I was wearing this, which out in the cold is a little. So I went downstairs. By the time I got back, she was already inside. So I don't know what happened and coming down the steps. But she was carrying a bag and having severe trouble coming down the steps. So I did what a gentleman would do. I grabbed the bags from her, the first thing, so that made it easier. But then there's only one handrail, and her other hand was in mine, and I helped her down the stairs, very slowly. Obviously I had no problem doing that, because this was an act of love. But one of the things it reminded me of very strongly, my wife's hand in mine. I shake hands with people. I shake hands with Chris Prince often, Chris Petrullo on occasion. And I met a gentleman today. I just came back from the grocery store, and there was a gentleman outside, and he said, I got a bunch of this clothing and whatnot in order to pass out to people. Can I bring it in or whatnot? And I told him that, it's not a clothing distribution place, but, sure. But we got into a conversation on theology. And it was the first conversation on theology I've had in a long time, besides with Chris Prince, my friend, and, the conversation I had with Chris Petrullo on the way up to Big Frog on my wife's birthday. But serious dialogues in theology is rare. And he's more serious than most. There are a few things that we may differ on, but, it was an interesting dialogue. And so that was remarkable. And he said to me, I don't get into conversations like this with other people, but, the bottom line is it was last night. I helped this lady come down the stairs. And it's such a rarity. I remember it's now, is it 2 or maybe even 3 years ago, when I was walking down the Greenway and had Oscar, who was 3 at the time, his hand in mine for 5 minutes. You know, I don't deal with kids. I miss it terribly. I see a lot of pictures of people trying to be supportive of kids, especially like obviously right now the news is Gaza. I see a lot of kids. I don't see them out. I don't want to be complacent. I don't want my heart to go cold about my kids. Anyway, I want to hold my wife's hand again. There's a reason that that photo is so important, her hand in mine. Because I love that lady. I'm going to go back to help here. So, my lady, my wife, I love you and I ask for you back.